While the U.S. consumer sentiment is at a 13-year high, and I wonder where yours is, ladies and gentlemen, what that means is 94.5 million citizens, even though the sentiment is at an all-time high, that many number of people are still, according to the numbers, unable to find work. These are people who are capable, looking for jobs, but they can't find it. Consumer spending is also down according to these latest numbers. Now, on top of this, we continue a very long history of living above our means as a nation. U.S. trade deficit, as an example, continues to balloon, having reached an annualized rate of $750 billion. That's the worst since 2007. And the national debt, the other number, what we owe ourselves and others, including unfunding obligations, when you put that all together, works out to $1.5 million to $1.7 million for every working American. So if you felt some pressure, ladies and gentlemen, there's a reason for that. Now, today, we're going to talk about this in this first segment with our special guest, John DeSantis. He is an attorney with DeSantis and Croft, and he's an advisor also with Grandview Asset Management in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I'm going to talk with him in this first segment about these things, what we can do about it, if anything, as individuals in the face of these kinds of economic factors. And John, let me start here with you, if I can. These numbers I gave as an example, U.S. consumer sentiment, 13-year high, yet 94.5 million citizens, just under a third of all U.S. citizens say they can't find jobs, trade deficit, $750 billion, working out to an average debt load for every working person, $1.5 billion to $1.7 billion. These are incredible things, and I want you to put them into perspective for us as we look at this. The president's tax cuts and what's being discussed right now are being put out as both a nice idea, in some cases, say, a necessary idea. In light of these kind of figures, are these tax cuts necessary? And in your opinion, will they actually help, or what will they do?
Well, first, Sam, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you and your audience. In my opinion, the tax cuts are absolutely necessary. I think the engine of the American economy has always been small business. And I think these tax cuts would strengthen that sector of the economy. And those are the people that live across the street from you, the people that you meet in the grocery store. Those are the people that are putting Americans to work and creating wealth in this economy and in this country. So absolutely, yes, I think the tax cuts are necessary. You raise a good point, of course, with the deficit. So the question is, can you pass tax cuts and possibly increase the deficit? Will that strengthen the economy? You know, I'm an old Reagan Republican, and I think it can be done. I think it was done in the 80s, and I think it can be done now with this bill.
Okay, now, John, you've been around long enough to know how these things go. There's a desire out there, the narrative, we need tax cuts. Now, there are some on the leftist side of the economic perspective who say, you can't do that, it's going to raise the deficit. In my opinion, as you said, most of them have been very guilty of raising the deficit, and they don't care. But now they think it's an issue. Now, at this point, you've had a bill come out of the House, you've had a bill come out of the Senate. There are differences. That's not abnormal. It's the way it works. But I do see two distinctive differences, at least. The Senate version right now, in order to simplify the code, has foregone all deductions, local deductions, including property taxes, which would really make a big deal in California, as an example, but also income taxes. Well, I'm sitting in Pennsylvania. You happen to be right now. Property taxes are a big part here, too. The House, though, has those deductions in place. My question to you, how important is it for those local deductions, such as income tax or property tax, to be kept in whatever final tax bill we may see?
Well, I think certainly to lessen the deficit, the impact that it may have on our national debt, I think those caps will need to remain in place. And I would ask you, Sam, I mean...
What do you mean those caps? Caps for what? What caps?
Deductions, for example, I think if you're going to allow up to $10,000 for property taxes...
Okay.
Anything above and beyond that, you'll no longer be able to write off or deduct. I think that's an appropriate approach, to be quite honest. Because, I mean, my question to you, Sam, and to the audience is, why should people who are living in states such as Wyoming or Colorado, states that have been fiscally conservative and have carefully planned and have low property taxes. Why should those states and those individuals have to subsidize places like New Jersey, California, New York, where the spending has been out of control for generations and where the property taxes are sky high? So personally, I think that the capping the deduction at $10,000 would be appropriate. I think it would I think it would reward those individuals in states that have been fiscally conservative and have kept property taxes at a minimum. So,
and John, I think that's a great point that you made, because it also underscores why it's so difficult to get one thing that fits everybody across the country. In this case, you're talking federal tax, but you do have a lot of variances between the states, and I think that's a very, very good point. Let me ask you another one here in the remaining time. The president wants these tax cuts passed by Christmas. There's a lot of fussing and fuming going on. Do you think it's going to happen, and what happens if it does not get passed by Christmas, in your opinion?
Well, Sam, you know, as a Republican, I've been very frustrated with what's been going on in D.C. and what's been going on with my Congress. And if they don't cooperate and work with this president to pass a tax plan, I think there will be quite a reckoning in the next cycle, election cycle. So I think that do I think it's going to pass by Christmas? I've been around too long. I'm a little bit skeptical that it will happen that quickly, but it needs to happen, and I think it will happen.